One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Dave DeFore here with Mo Dakeel. Coming up, we've got Dame time in Portland, but we also got a little Murray time. The Butler did it in Miami, and the Spurs sucked a little less than usual. Before we start, don't forget, you can get this podcast without ads by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. Before we get to the NBA action from Thursday night, the biggest news in sports is that Brittany Griner is coming home. Our government engineered a deal with the Russian government to get her released where she was wrongfully imprisoned. And here at The Athletic, we're happy about that. We're good to see Brittany coming home. Look forward to hopefully seeing her play basketball. But bigger thing is that she's home. She's safe and sound. She's with her family. And we're happy for that, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's been a long time. And you know, for a vape pen and everything, obviously we know there was more to it than that with, you know, what's going on in the world. And just, hey, like 294 days was way ridiculously too long with everything, and you know, just thankful she's back.
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate situation, but it's over now, and we can all, you know, move on, and hopefully Brittany Griner can also move on. Now to the basketball. Mo, the San Antonio Spurs finally won a game. They broke
Dave, no, we're not doing this. We're not starting with the Spurs when we quite possibly had the best game of the season played so far up in Portland. We're not going to the Spurs yet, Dave. I won't allow it. I won't stand for this.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. It was the game of the year for me. The Nuggets went to Portland, and man, this was a heavyweight fight down the stretch. The Nuggets win this game 121-120, and you know, to Portland's credit, it wasn't because they couldn't hit big shots. Every team just hit every big shot down the stretch. Mo, the last 3 minutes of this game, you can't even call it a roller coaster ride because roller coaster rides eventually stop going down. And this one just kept, it was like we were going faster and faster and faster. It was a nuts final 3 minutes of the game.
It was absolutely absurd. It was actually so crazy. I'm just going to run through what happened in the last 3 minutes, Dave, and we'll talk about stuff as we go through it. Coming out of the timeout, the use it or lose it timeout for the Nuggets, they get a Jokic bank shot in, right? Excuse me, just a step back shot, not a bank shot, excuse me. They go up one off of that, 111-110. No problem. Dame sees Jokic's step back and raises his own step back, and they go up one. It's just going back and forth. Next time down, it's a miss from Murray on a turnaround fadeaway, followed by Josh Hart missing a layup off of a nice cut, which got blocked by Jokic. Nuggets get the rebound. KCP with a huge three in transition. They go
KCP
up two.
Having a career year shooting, and not to my surprise, playing with Jokic. It was a beautiful little DHO action. He just curls around the screen. And it, I mean, just absolutely drills that shot. Only for Dame to come back to the other end, Mo.
It hit a 31-footer pull-up like it was nothing. It's you mentioned this as a heavyweight fight. This is literally haymakers being thrown after haymakers being thrown. And by the way, none of this has been on bad defense. Not like this guy messed up a switch or this one wasn't rotating or whatnot. These were all on tough defense. Like, Murray was in Damian Lillard's face on this pull-up three. You really could, like, there's nothing you could say. It's just Dame. You know, so, Dame makes this big three, and it's wild.
So about a minute and 10 left, Nuggets have the ball, and Yusuf Nurkic stuffs Jokic in the paint. And you know, I made this point to you while we were talking about the show. This might have been Nurkic's best performance against Jokic. And it's funny to say because Jokic still had like a 30-plus point game. But that block in particular, he was 9 of 10 from the field. I thought that Nurkic actually looked pretty good defensively. He was moving better than I've seen in like the last few weeks. So he's looking pretty spry, but he gets the block there. And the Blazers turn it. They robbed themselves of an opportunity, Bo.
This was, I don't want to say it was the game, but this was such a pivotal play because off the block, they actually get a 2-on-1. And then it's, I believe, Simons who throws the pass to Josh, Jason Hart. No, sorry, wrong Hart. That's how amped I am, Dave. To Josh Hart and bobbles it on a 2-on-1, which this should have been a bucket. It should have been a bucket. They should have gone up 3 at that point. And you would look at it going like, okay, now the Nuggets are in a little bit of a tough jam. But instead, it's a bobble, ends up being out of bounds off of Hart. And, I mean, it gets wilder after that.
So the Nuggets bring the ball down, about 45 seconds left. Jamal Murray dribbles left side on the baseline, step back, jump shot. And Mo, in this game, and we're going to get there when we get to the finish, I do think Jamal Murray looking more and more confident. Now, not to be outdone, Anthony Simons comes back the other way. He'd only had 4 points to this point. Hits a huge shot, 28 seconds left, puts the Blazers up 117-116. Now, this is where things start to go south for the Blazers. Jokic gets the ball, drives in, misses a layup. That's great defense. But Aaron Gordon comes in for the tip-in and gives the Nuggets a 118-117 lead with 17 seconds left. And Mo, 17 seconds left on the clock. What time is that usually
Dame
in Portland?
Dame time, man. He ain't trying to hear any of this. That's when this thing went wrong. And you have to forgive me. I got mixed up on my step-back threes from Dame in the last 2 minutes. This is the one where Murray was defending the hell out of him. Excuse me. I apologize, folks. There's just so many of them from Dame.
So with nine seconds left.
But not even that, Dave. Did you have any doubt that that was...
Oh, it was going to go like the second he left his hand.
As soon as it cleared the defense, I was like, oh, that's in. No doubt.
And it was money. And it put Portland up 120-118. Nuggets take a timeout. 8 seconds left. Now, again, I'm going to get back to my Jamal Murray point. I thought he looked confident tonight. Now, he didn't make every shot. He had a below average shooting night for a guy as good as Jamal Murray. But when it mattered, Mo, when it mattered, when it was Murray time, he stuck a 24-foot step back three to seal the deal. And the Nuggets break up the inbound pass on the other end. But that was the game. Jamal Murray, big shot tonight.
Yeah, and you know the play was designed to try to get him to go at Nurkic, and the Blazers do a good job. They actually don't concede the switch, and it's Murray doing that against Grant. Like, this was a big shot, and I think more important than anything else of this being a game-winning shot, this is a big confidence boost game from Murray those last 3 minutes, because that's kind of what the Nuggets have needed for a while with Murray out all, you know, basically it feels like 5 years at this point. But, you know, the past two seasons, I feel like you're feeling the confidence kind of coming back into it and his legs getting there. This shot and the fadeaway. And the fadeaway, I think, was even tougher than this game winner because that one looked like a little bit more of a wild kind of leaner. You're seeing that stuff. If you're a Denver fan, you got to be pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I thought, again, I think this was Jamal's best game since the season started. And it's funny because we're talking about the Nuggets, but we barely even talked about Jokic. He had 33, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. And Dame's big game.
Nobody cares about him.
Dame had 40, 12 assists, was 9 of 17 from 3. So just ridiculous game. If you're listening to this and you didn't catch the game, go and watch it. It was a lot of fun. At least watch the last 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, it was crazy. Although they did go 2 minutes without scoring there down the stretch. So maybe start it around the three-minute mark. The early game saw the LA Clippers show up in Miami. No Kawhi, second night of a back-to-back, but Paul George played. Mo, it did not go well. I thought the Miami Heat looked pretty good in this one. 115-110, big game from Bam Adebayo, 31 points, 10 rebounds. But to me, the star of the game, the hero of the game, Jimmy Butler, 26 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, And Mo, I was saying to you that I felt like he was kind of picking his spots in this game until the end, and then he just took it over.
Yeah, this is one of those things where I think Jimmy also didn't play the last game that they had against Detroit. And this, first off, this is a game that both teams needed coming off bad losses. The Clippers to Orlando the other night in overtime, and now this one, as we said, the loss to Detroit. Both of these teams needed it, and it felt funny, Dave, because aside from Butler playing really well, it did not feel like either team wanted to win this game down the stretch with some of the plays they were making. But Jimmy coming through just consistently solid. I thought Bam was awesome. I thought Bam brought juice to this game tonight in terms of just ready to fight and bring a lot of energy and attack, which is something we don't always see from Bam. So I was pretty excited for them. But for the Clippers, man, everybody but Nick Batum and Paul George, they all sucked. I'm just to be blunt.
Tell us how you really feel. Reggie Jackson, I'm not sure what exactly is going on with him. He had 20 points in this game, was 4 of 6 from 3. But would you call him an effective player right now, Mo?
Yes and no. Like, he hit a couple of threes to bring this close. But this is the problem. This is the Reggie Jackson roller coaster. He hits those shots, you're feeling really awesome. The defensive play, Zubac plays great defense against Tyler Hero on the perimeter, forces him into a miss. Reggie gets the rebound and tries to go 1-on-3 down 4 in transition against the Heat, blows it, and then the Heat score on the next possession. So now that's a 4-point swing. You've put yourself, instead of giving yourself an opportunity to cut the lead to 1 or 2, you've now made it a 6-point game. And I feel like that's kind of the stuff of just dumb decisions from Reggie from time to time.
Yeah. Caleb Martin had 4 threes in the second quarter, but didn't hit any the rest of the game. But I thought that he had a pretty nice game. And then I want to give a little shout out to Victor Oladipo. 21 minutes, only 6 points, but I thought that the offense looked pretty good when he was out there, and he was getting to spots. He's looking pretty spry, Mo. Is he a guy that you expect to see them maybe use a little bit more, just to kind of juice their offense a little bit?
I mean, they need him. They absolutely need him, just in terms of they don't have enough bodies. I mean, no Kyle Lowry tonight. You know, your rotation kind of starts to shrink a little bit with what you have. No Gabe Vincent. Like, there's they need Oladipo. So they need to get him reps to get him going so that they can find some sort of semi-balance of flow from him and get him in a rhythm.
Yeah. That, I guess, is going to do it for the show.
No. You could do it now. You can do it now. Let's just real quickly.
The Spurs beat the Rockets 118-109 to snap their 11-game losing streak. And Mo, the real loser here are the lottery balls, because the Spurs just, there's no reason to not extend this losing streak.
I mean, this was a win for the Spurs in the standings, but a loss in the Wemby Bowl. And that's really what you kind of need to be looking at here. So it's one of those things where you may have won the battle, but you also might have lost the war in what you're going for. But shout out to Keldon Johnson, who had been struggling as of late, really exploded in this game. And that's a nice sign for the Spurs, but hopefully it won't lead to more wins for them.
Also, career high 26 points for Trey Jones in this game, which, again, great. See you next year, Trey. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Mo, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.